My name's Hal Rock. You are listening to FM Fear's Reality Check. And we're going to talk about climate change right now, seeing as that's what President Obama's just been doing. We know that travel has a big impact on the climate, and a new study shows that air travel has by far the biggest impact on climate per distance travelled. However, it's not just a problem of CO2 emissions, but also because of the contrails produced by the planes. Jens Bork and Klefeld from the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis outside Vienna was involved in the study. He told Joanna Bostock what contrails are.
Contrails are a special sort of clouds which are emitted in the wake of an aircraft. You see them as white lines after an aircraft.
This is the white trail that we see in the beautiful
exactly.
blue sky. It looks very pretty when you see planes in the sky, but in fact there's a very sinister side to these contrails. What's that?
It signifies that something is going up in the atmosphere there, and it's trapping actually heat reflected from the Earth. So it just has a kind of warming effect, very strong as long as the contrail is there. But when you look up a few hours later in the sky, you see it's gone. So it's a very strong but quite short-term impact.
And how does this affect the climate in the wider sense?
In the wider sense, it is calculated on global aviation. This is one of the biggest contributions to the global climate impact from aircraft. So at least as big as the impact from CO2. But it's a tricky issue because we have different timescales there and quite some uncertainties.
So is this something that policymakers have been ignoring up until now, this sort of factor in climate change?
The IPCC, so the Community of Climate Scientists, has identified this as an issue since long. To be fair, it is tricky because of uncertainties are there. Sometimes the sign is positive, sometimes negative, depending on day and night. And it is difficult to manage this. So I think it is really technically difficult, but there's also vested interest and opposition against doing something against it.
You say it's difficult. I suppose the obvious way to reduce the damage done by contrails would be to reduce the number of planes flying and the amount of flying they actually do. But that's not going to happen, is it?
Well, we see that whenever you put out such a suggestion, there's a strong opposition. One clever way would be to reroute the flights around areas in the sky where there's a high likelihood of forming these contrails. You could find areas at a little bit flight levels below or above what is intended, where you avoid them with a high probability, and this would avoid a lot of the short-term climate impact. This would be a great thing. However, when this means you increase the flight path and hence the fuel consumption, you have a trade-off between a short-term strong warming and a long-lived warming because of more CO2 emitted.
FM4 Reality Check.